Second Chronicles chapter 30, verse 5 through verse 9, the message is titled, Turn Again. It's really a charge. It's a charge to God's people, a charge to all. Starting in verse 5, So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they would come keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem. For they had not done it of a long time in such sort as it was written. So the post went out with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the Lord, the commandment of the king, saying, Ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham, turn again to the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are accepted out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And be not ye like your fathers and like your brethren, which trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as ye see. Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord, and enter into his sanctuary which he hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if you return unto him. So we've got but one recourse in this hour: to turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham. I don't know anything else that we could do but turn again to the Lord God of Abraham. We're told plainly of just such a time as today. All things very similar. If you look in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's a well-known scripture. I'd hope that you're familiar with it. He said, If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. Amen. And if you look at verse 13, he said, If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, he's done that for us anyway to some extent, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, we have a worldwide plague of locusts, or if I send pestilence among my people, and we have that. So you see that we have all of these things today. And these scriptures are far more true. These scriptures that we just read are far more true than what we receive from media, newscast, blogs, or whatever else. But nobody reads the Bible. So we have the truth here, and we have who knows what here, and they go here, but not here, you see. You see, this is not fake news. And if we'd spend as much time here, more time here than we do here, but we don't, and you can't say that we do because we don't, how much greater the peace and the truth that we'd receive. You see, this be the Lord. This be the Lord thy God. Hear him and do. And he said, turn again. Those words were very poignant for me. Turn again. Come back. Turn again. It's his mercy and it's his grace. And we're to turn and we're to know his kindness to those who do his will. Turn again. Return to him at this very hour. Tarry not, but turn again to your beloved. The one with whom we started, those that are in Christ Jesus. Turn again. The one who suffered and died for us. The one who bought us with his own blood, who purchased us, who redeemed us with a great price. Turn again, as if there be no other. Turn again. Humble ourselves before him. Seek him as if it's the only task that we have in this life, as if there be nothing else. No father, no mother, no children, no husbands, no wife. Turn again and seek him. As the pearl of great, sell all else and turn again. As a treasure like no other, because there is a treasure that is like no other. Seek him with every breath, with every ounce of our being. The only difference I find, I've got a message, I've not brought it yet, about seeking the Lord thy God, and I've come to know that the difference between those that shall be in heaven and those that shall be in hell is that those in heaven sought him with all their heart, mind, body, and soul. Seek him. Turn again. Our very words, our deeds, our actions, seek him. The Bible says, while he may be found. The Song of Solomon, he said, the voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh. Can you hear it at the hour? Are we not as the 10 virgins? Are there 5 wise and 5 foolish? Take oil in your vessel with your lamp. Turn again and seek him. Let your light so shine. Remember, they that were ready, the Bible says, Matthew 20, they went in with him. Turn again and seek him. They went into the marriage of the Lamb. Turn again, I say. It won't be long when we'll hear a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Can you imagine such a call? Go out and meet him. Will you be found lacking? Well, I don't have enough. I should have done. I didn't. Seek him while he may be found. Turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham. Whose people are you? I suppose that we shall soon know all things. When the sheep shall be divided from the goats and the wheat from the tares. I've come to know, I told Melissa we were riding the other day, and I said, in reality there's but three entities that walk the earth other than demons and such. Angels unawares. But in the human realm, you've got sheep and you've got goats. And I say three because in sheep, you've got lost sheep and you've got found sheep, but sheep nonetheless. The Lord's people are not goats. They're the sheep of his pasture. And they hear his voice and they go in and out by the door. They see and they hear. And they have since before the foundation of the world. Do you have no knowledge of it? Chosen in him. Can you hear now? He beckons. Turn again. Hezekiah sent out the proclamation. Turn again. Come in. Turn again. Today, while it's called today, what is today? Is it not the day that God's made? Is today not the acceptable time? Then turn again. The Bible says today, if you'll hear his voice, turn again. Turn, I tell you, turn again. Did he not say in the Revelation, the last book in this Bible? He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And you think that's for the lost. But it's not. Turn again. And he said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and come into him and I'll sup with him and he with me. Turn again. To whom? To him that overcometh. All of these things. He speaks to the elect. Make your calling and election sure. Paul was always fighting the good fight. He was always running the race. We've let those things go. We've let them go. I think of the girl running and running and running. But we don't have to run anymore because we've got it made. I find that all in Christ have made that run. I made it. Turn again. Perish not in the wilderness. Be not as those who cried, we will not walk therein. Turn again. And know that he shall come back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn again! Who hath heard our word? Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Is it I? Here am I, Lord, send me. Turn again. Book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 7. Look at verse 26. The Bible says, yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. If we've not done worse, then we know not God. Look at verse 23 and verse 24. But this thing I commanded, this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God. Ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I've commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walk in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward, and not forward. And then you see verse 3 of the same chapter. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doing. I think in the Oriental languages it said that they read from right to left. I have some knowledge of that thing. I like reading back. I believe that I could start in the book of Revelation, read back to Genesis, and it would make as much, perhaps even more sense to me. Here's where we are, but this is where we began. Did we not begin in the image of God? It's all here. It's all been ever before us right here. Just read the Word of God. It's right here. But we read this. All hours of all days. First thing we do in the morning and the last thing we do at night. And we've got the truth here. And we're searching all of these sites and we're listening to these and reading and we can't find. And the truth's right here. It's all been ever before us. Men have and will wax worse and worse. It's foretold. Are we not? Yeah, I'm in the world, yes. But I'm not of the world. I'm only in the world. Not of the world. And in this, and in that, is the peace that passeth all understanding. I was thinking when I prayed a while ago, what if I didn't know all this? Like those people that we saw live up in Alaska, that man, and he's up in, you have to go there by airplane unless you want to trek for a week or two. I forget how many days just to get there through the woods. And let's say you didn't have this media and you didn't know anything about it. What you would have is what God gave you, like the birds. What you'd have is this book and those around you. Is it going to rain? I don't know. God knows. Is there a storm coming? I don't know. God knows. Is there a war? I don't know. If it gets here, I'll know. Only if it gets here. You see, if it gets here. I know it's cold outside. I know it's warm outside. I know we have something to eat, or we don't have anything to eat. I know this. Turn again. I can only say I thought about this thing. It's Paul. I love this, and maybe you'd have to preach to understand it, or be have the same call. Obviously, some were called to baptize, but Paul said, Christ sent me not to baptize. Now listen, but to preach the gospel. Look at it, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 17, for Christ sent me not to baptize, do you see it? But to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of non-effect. That in itself takes the wheels off of what men call the Great Commission. You remember Matthew 28:19, go ye into all nations and baptize. People say, well, that's our great call. Well, I guess Paul missed the call. He said, God didn't send me to baptize, and I'm going to tell you that God didn't send me to baptize. He sent me to preach the gospel. You see, there's different calls for different men, for different women. He didn't tell Paul, and he didn't tell me to do such. And I don't know what he's told you, if anything. Turn again. Perhaps you'll find out, you see. And that's why the pulpits are full of hirelings. They take the company line, the template, as Jeff used to say. They take that company line, that template, and go, oh, I've just got to go to all nations and baptize. I've got to do this, and I've got to do this. And they never turn and find out what it is that God had them to do. And Hezekiah and those before him said, no, you can't do that. Sir, you're not a priest. No, you can't do that. You're not a musician. No, you can't do that, but you can do this. Turn again. Turn again. So we've got pulpits full of hirelings. We're not all called. Are some teachers? Yes, some. Not all. Some prophets? Yes, some. Not all. You know, I've been around a long time. I've never met the first man that taught all nations. But that's another word for another time. If you look back there where we are in 1 Corinthians, look at verse 18. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. You should preach. You'd know. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I'll destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Boy. The power of God right here. Not this power. Sometimes I'll read a scripture when I'm searching for a scripture and I'll look it up on one of these. But it's not like opening this book. You see. Has he ever made foolish? News is chaos. You read it? Should we take the time at this hour and pull up? Everyone just tell me the first two sites they go to. Would it not be chaos? What does that mean? Well, what do they say? Well, who said it? Who even said it? They're sitting at tables in restaurants and they're sitting with mannequins and dummies. Problem might be figuring out who the real dummies are. Wouldn't you say? Just trying to figure out who the real dummies are. Can you imagine? Could you have thought that 3 months ago that men would go into cafes and sit with dummies? That men would paint 6-foot circles on lawns. That men would carry 6-foot sticks. That men would wear masks. 3 months ago, God hadn't changed. As old Brother James used to say, character's not been, it's only revealed. It's always been there. They wear masks as frightened children. But listen, we walk in heavenly places. Places where others fear to tread. Now you hear me. Fear not, man.
who can only kill the body.
Fear God. Fear him who can place body and soul in hell. Turn again, I cry. Turn again. How? By the foolishness of preaching. Turn again. Turn again. Over and over, Jesus and John the Baptist, repent. Except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Turn again. The preaching of the cross is the power of God. To be saved. We spend all week hearing everything, but I tell you, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham. Turn again. Do you know how the people received that word? We'll close here, go back to our text, 2 Chronicles 30. Verse 10, they made this proclamation to turn again, and so the posts passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim, Manasseh, and even unto Zebulun. But they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. I cry to those that have ears to hear, turn again. And finally, verse 11 and verse 12. Nevertheless, divers of Asher and Manasseh and Zebulun, they humble themselves, there'll be some. And they came to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart. Do you see that? The hand of God was to give them one heart. To do the commandment of the king and of the princes. How? There's only one way. Yeah, brother. There's only one way. There's only one way. Read this thing. If ever there's ever been a time, it's not, read it. You're not in the Word. I know you're not. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because you don't have a Word. You never have a Word. Do you know why you never have a Word? You don't read the Word. You can't have a Word if you don't know the Word. Turn again. Turn again to the Lord God of Abraham.